Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's going to be football, Badgers football at Camp Randall for one final time in the 2019 season this Saturday. And to talk about it, Jay Kogorowski from BadgerBlitz.com and the Rivals Network is here with us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jake, the door opens up with Minnesota stumbling and not being able to cover getting 3 points at Iowa this past week against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Just a awful game played by Minnesota on the road, but Big Ten play can do that to you, especially in the West. Now the Badgers have a chance to get themselves back to Indy.
Exactly, and you know, I don't know if Paul Chryst is sending Kirk Ferentz a gift basket or not, but maybe he should with the way Iowa played. And again, another top 10 team going down inside Kinnick Stadium. And there's some magic down there in Iowa City against those highly ranked opponents. And it does open the door where Wisconsin controls its own path now, essentially, where they win out, they can go to Indianapolis against who will likely be Ohio State unless there is an odd turn against Penn State and Michigan these final 2 weeks. But, you know, it will be, you know, if Wisconsin wins out and they take care of business against Purdue, which is been snake bitten by a bunch of injuries this year, and if Minnesota takes care of what they're doing against Northwestern, if Tanner Morgan can or can't play, that sets up a huge battle within TCF Bank Stadium next weekend after the Thanksgiving for not just the Axe, but like I said, going to Indianapolis and trying to dethrone and take down Ohio State.
When it comes to having Jay Kogorowski on the air and going to BadgerBlitz.com, I go there for all my stuff, whether it's my recruiting stuff with John McNamara, all my game stuff with you. So I need you to clarify something for me and many, many other people listening, because everybody, I think, maybe not everybody, but most people are confused on how this whole thing works. So let's say they win. They're in the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. They get beat by Ohio State by a large margin or a small margin, but they lose the game. Does that then mean Wisconsin is in the Rose Bowl if Ohio State is in the college playoff?
I think it also goes towards I'm looking at Penn State in particular right now and seeing how they play against Ohio State this weekend. And, you know, obviously they have to be within the college playoff rank. I think it's 12 or 13 with in terms of the top 12 or 13 to be considered with those New Year's Six bowls. And really I think it also depends upon, you know, how that plays out between those two teams. And, you know, if Wisconsin does, I think if they get to the Big Ten championship game, I think they get to, you know, a New Year's Six Bowl based off of the record. But
okay, so to clarify, one second. Hold on. Let me clarify. So just for the record then, regardless if it's Minnesota, Wisconsin, or whoever, just because you get to the Big Ten championship game, lose to a team that's going to the college football playoff, that does not make you the number two team in the Big Ten. It does not guarantee you the Rose Bowl.
It is, to me, in terms of that, where I just feel Penn State could try to get in when they try. Yeah, to me, in my head, I feel that Penn State, with their just the name and then also their, obviously, their ranking is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. But I feel that with how they've played, and granted, they shot themselves in the foot, against Minnesota, and they faced a tough Indiana squad. I know that they're high up in the rankings, and even with the college football rankings right now, Penn State's still ahead of Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken, right?
So, yeah, they sit at 8, Minnesota at 10.
Right, so that part of me for that stands out as well. Where, yeah, Minnesota could get there. I mean, I think if Minnesota jumps over Wisconsin, if Minnesota beats Wisconsin, I think they jump over a Penn State, where Penn State could fall, obviously, against Ohio State, and likely will, barring some weird circumstance and whatnot. But yeah, you're at the whim of the College Football Playoff Committee, and even if they are technically the second best team, in the conference, going to the Big Ten championship game. I'm always leery about what the committee would decide, in my opinion, in my thoughts.
Jake, as we look at this Badger team now wrapping up with Senior Day this weekend and still now the opportunity for a title in the conference at hand, they hit Senior Day with a huge class and really one of the more winning classes in the program's history, what they've done the last 10 years. How many of these guys do you think could we see playing on Sundays that are going to play their last game at Camp Randall this Saturday?
Well, it depends upon in terms of if you're looking at the seniors, because if you're not talking about the potential of Jonathan Taylor and Tyler Biotish, two juniors that could declare, and both, we know about the NFL draft boards liking both, especially with Taylor's new skill set with catching the ball out of the backfield. But I like in terms of seniors, I really feel a guy like Zach Vaughn, who's second on the team in tackles with 9.5, or sacks with 9.5, 14.5 tackles for loss, leads the Badgers. Chris Orr, he's got the NFL DNA in him, but not just that, he has the work, the effort. You've seen him, he leads the team in sacks this year. He has 11 tackles for loss, for that matter, in this revamped, I would call it a revamped pass rush there. Even a guy in terms of offensive line, I'm interested to see what a guy like David Mormon could do. He's extremely versatile. I don't know in terms of if he'd get drafted or not, but he can play all three, positions in terms of center, guard, and tackle. He even played, earlier this year with injuries at tight end. He was a pseudo tight end, essentially, having to wear number 46 against South Florida. So I think with those are the ones that pop out to me right now. I think even maybe a guy like A.J. Taylor could impress, and you saw what he did against Nebraska on a 55-yard touchdown against Nebraska where he broke some tackles and switched to the end zone. So I think there are a few, but I think the senior class, I think it starts with Vaughn and Orr, and obviously if we see Taylor and Biotish declare, I think those are other Badgers that could hear the name called in the NFL draft and potentially sign homes on Sunday.
We tend to always see, once we get towards bowl season, opportunities for younger players to get a little playing action at the end here, looking forward to next year. Are there a couple of guys maybe that don't have a ton of experience that might see a little action between now and the end of the bowl game?
Right now, that'll be interesting because, I know you have young guys in terms of true freshmen. You're already seeing Keanu Benton step up, who's now a starter at nose tackle, the in-state product from Janesville. And he's asserted himself really well. I think he's played great for a first-year player. I think he's got a huge upside. And we'll see just what with that redshirt rule and how that holds with Wisconsin in terms of who they want to use. I've liked what Samar Melvin, the true freshman cornerback, he got in playing time with Ohio State, and he missed past couple of games, the amount of stigma with a head injury. But he's played two games, so he might get a little bit more playing time there. One guy that I'm interested in terms of in terms of mop-up time, if Wisconsin has the game in hand against Purdue, an inside linebacker from Illinois, Mumo Jungmeta, who I interviewed a couple of weeks ago for Badger Blitz and talking about he's been on travel rosters the past three road games for Illinois, Ohio State, and also last week against Nebraska. And I think he's got an ability to step in next year to be in the two deep where, Chris Orr talked about him having good hands and for a freshman, and he's always asking the right questions. And being on that travel roster, that prepares players for what could happen next year. So I think Mumo Jungmeta would be a good bet to possibly make his way into the depth chart next season. And maybe he hasn't played yet, but you never know where he could possibly get some action if needed at inside linebacker.
Jake, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week. Possibility with a trip to Indy on the line in Minneapolis. Enjoy the game this week, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Jake Okorowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.